From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Senate is nearing a pivotal vote on its health care overhaul bill. Democrats appear to have the 60 votes they need to head off a GOP filibuster on the measure. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
In order to complete the bill before Christmas, Democrats need to muster their 60 votes not once, but three separate times. The first of those votes will come at 1 a.m. Monday, and it will likely tell once and for all if the bill to provide health insurance to an estimated 30 million Americans who now lack it will pass the chamber. Republicans have used every parliamentary maneuver available to block the measure, which they say represents a government takeover of the nation's health care system. But it looks like Democrats have succeeded in crafting a measure that can bring together every member of their disparate caucus, including the two independents who usually vote with them, Connecticut's Joe Lieberman and Vermont's Bernie Sanders. In fact, both needed extra incentives to assure their votes. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
Dutch automaker Spyker is trying again to buy the Saab line from General Motors. GM rejected an offer from Spyker last week for Saab, which is made in Sweden. For this latest try from Spyker, GM has until Monday night to decide. About 3,400 people work for Saab, most of them in Sweden. GM warned Friday it plans to close Saab for good because it hasn't been able to find a good buyer. This is the third time this has happened to GM this year, which is restructuring itself. Officials tried and failed to sell GM's Saturn brand and the European Opel model. The leaders of Lebanon and Syria held a second day of meetings in Damascus. They have agreed to set up some strategic ties in an effort to thaw their country's relationship. Dale Gavlak reports.
Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri held landmark talks with Syrian President Bashar Assad, pushing through years of tension between the two countries and his own personal feelings. Hariri and his supporters have blamed Syria for the assassination of his father 4 years ago in a massive bombing in Beirut, a charge denied by Syria. Assad asserted that the two neighbors needed to work together to ensure stability. Lebanese analysts said improved ties with Syria could bridge a political divide in Beirut, ease sectarian tensions, and provide Hariri with the needed clout to push through long-delayed economic and other reforms. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff is wrapping up a visit to Iraq. Admiral Mike Mullen spent the weekend visiting U.S. troops stationed there. He talked about an Iranian incursion along the border between Iran and Iraq this weekend. Iran briefly seized an oil well. Mullen said he didn't think it was a planned provocation, but the incursion is a concern to him. He did say the clock is running on the Obama administration's willingness to talk with Iran over that country's nuclear program. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. East Coast residents in the U.S. are cleaning up from a record-breaking snowstorm. People from Virginia to New England are digging out from blizzard conditions. Some people received 2 feet of snow. The National Weather Service recorded high snowfall and records at Reagan National Airport outside Washington, D.C. Philadelphia got its second biggest snowfall ever. New York City got whiteout conditions. Authorities are strongly warning people to stay home. The federal government is closing its offices tomorrow in the Washington, D.C. region. Actress Brittany Murphy has died. She was 32 years old. The L.A. Police Department says it is investigating her death after paramedics were called to her home Sunday morning. A cause of death has not been made public. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Brittany Murphy had dozens of appearances on film and television. In 1995, she was Ty in the hit movie Clueless.
Oh, God. What's wrong, Ty?
They're playing our song.
The one that Elton and I dance to.
Oh. Rolling with Hopi.
Oh,
hi.
Oh, don't cry. I'm sorry.
4 years later, Murphy played the sexually abused Daisy Randone in Girl Interrupted. She also starred in 8 Mile with Eminem and was the voice of Luann Platter on TV's King of the Hill. Murphy was born in Atlanta and grew up in New Jersey. As a teenager, she reportedly convinced her mother to move to Los Angeles to pursue acting. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
The railroad that links Britain with mainland Europe is closed indefinitely. Eurostar suspended service after 5 trains were stuck in the tunnel. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.